Mystic's Almanac, Navigating Life with Science and Soul, with Judith Boyce. Autumn Leaves. Yesterday in the garden, the temperature peaking at about 45 degrees, I was entranced with the Bradford pear leaves, falling like meteors of translucent orange, gold, and scarlet. I would prop the shovel in the freshly turned garden dirt and wander to a newly fallen leaf to marvel at the circle of gold etched on a scarlet leaf, at the way the light illuminated another leaf so that the smooth surface seemed to glow from within. I made some progress in the garden, but more importantly, I fed my soul autumn color and light. I've been homesick for the mountains in Colorado more this season than any other. What has filled my heart here, though, in the northeastern corner of Oklahoma, is the festival of leaves and birdsong. In October, during a restless, sleepless night, I heard an owl in the backyard for the first time since moving here. I had heard the call of an owl at dusk in a distant part of the neighborhood, but never had I heard the velvety hooting of an owl at such close range in our new home. I lay and listened through that unending night, and finally rose early in the morning to walk. About a mile from home, along a tree lined with oaks, an owl, my owl, swooped down in broad daylight, about 6 feet from my shoulder. My walks this autumn often are interrupted. I spy an oak leaf, burnished burnt amber, with 5 perfect limbs. I tuck it in my pocket. A cottonwood leaf, liquid gold at the edge of the road, catches my eye. I have discovered more than 6 species of oak, each shedding a distinctive leaf. These treasures, too, I have carried home and pressed between the pages of books. Almost every thick book in the house has at least 12 leaves pressed between the pages. I'm completely taken with the plethora of shapes and colors and textures among the leaves. Some evenings the wind is restless, and so am I. I sit at the computer, watch a YouTube video, read a chapter of Writing Down the Bones, look for a paper I've misplaced, and then finally I settle in the chair with a pen, close my eyes, and listen to the wind surging like an unseen river across the land. So much of this land is shaped by this relentless, invisible force. Leaves pile up below the front porch step and congregate in the corners. The uninhabited rocking chair creaks in the gusts. Walking yesterday, I watched a pile of leaves lift from the curb and circle like a ring of fairies dancing until the wind gently dropped them to the street. Like the wind-driven leaves, I, too, am moved by invisible forces. I dress in the morning, choose my breakfast, drive through the dawn-burnished streets. I think I'm in control, watching other cars stream by, observing thoughts flow like dust motes through my mind. In control of what? I ask myself. Am I really in control? And is control something I ultimately want? Chökyal Rinpoche speaks of compassion arising naturally, spontaneously. Compassion is self-arising, like a flower that unfurls because it must, not because it has to. Compassion arises like the fairy circle of leaves, a spontaneous eddy in this ceaseless movement of wind. Who would I be, what would I be, if I let go of trying to be good? Would I gorge myself on a gallon of ice cream? No, I think, feeling slightly nauseous. Would I leave my children, run away from my job, abandon my partner, rob a bank? I sigh, then laugh. No, I think, shaking my head. That's not my nature. Nature often is used to connote all that is not human. Here, though, nature points to what is innately human, meaning what is uncontrived, unmolded, relaxed, at ease. Just itself, nothing added and no thing subtracted, simple. Unsettled, swirling, arising, settling, my thoughts and feelings, the leaves on the curb, all are moved by the same wind. Just as the wind surges and eddies, howls and sighs, so does all that is innate in me rise and blossom, fade and fall, taking a form that wholly suits itself.
Judith Boyce is a naturopathic physician, acupuncturist, and award-winning author. She lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma.